Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1263, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Mrs. M.W. Carson, Mary Perkers, Dora Small, Miss Julia Fuss, R.P. Butler, Joe Stelker, all sworn for the defendant, testified that they were employees of the National Pencil Company, that they knew Leo M. Frank and that his general character is good. Evidence in rebuttal for State, J. R. Floyd, R. M. Goddard, Al Goddard, N. J. Ballard, Henry Kerr, J. S. Rice, Lou Smith, all sworn for the State, testified that they knew Daisy Hopkins, that her general character for truth and veracity was bad, and that they would not believe her on oath. J. R. Floyd testified that he heard Daisy Hopkins talk about Frank and said there was a cot in the basement. J. T. Hearn, sworn for the State, I have known C. B. Dalton from 1890 to 1904. At first his general character was bad, but the last I knowed of him, it was good. I would believe him on oath. Cross-examination. I heard of his being indicted for stealing and selling liquor, but the last year he was in Walton County, he joined the church, and I never heard a word against him after that. R. V. Johnson, sworn for the State, I have known C. B. Dalton for about 20 years. His character for truth and veracity is good, and I would believe him on oath. Cross-examination. I didn't hear he was indicted for liquor selling before he left my county. He was in good standing when he left the church. I knew he was in the chain gang for stealing about 18 or 20 years ago. W. M. Cook, W. J. Elder, A. B. Houston, J. T. Bourne, W. M. Wright, C. B. McGinnis, F. P. Hefner, W. C. Hale, Leon Boyce, M. G. Caldwell, A. W. Hunt, W. C. Patrick, all sworn for the State, testified that they knew C. B. Dalton, that his general character for truth and veracity was good, and that they would believe him on oath. Miss Murdy Cato, Maggie Griffin, Mrs. C. D. Donegan, Mrs. H. R. Johnson, Miss Marie Karst, Miss Nellie Pettis, Mary Davis, Mrs. Mary B. Wallace, Estelle Winkle, Carrie Smith, all sworn for the defendant, testified that they were formerly M.